The Moon of Gomrath by Alan Garner. Dramatized by David Wade.
Great. Have you two had enough, Susan?
I'm bursting.
I'm not. I could eat it all over again.
Oh, Colin.
Bless that boy. He must have hollow legs.
No, I haven't. It's just they do such smashing fish and chips.
Ah, well, I reckon you've had your fill, whatever you may think about
it. Bet.
Anyway, it's high time we were getting home. Oh. Prince will be getting proper browned off, standing there waiting for us. And everybody staring at him like they'd never seen a horse and cart before. Gowther, are you with us or are you here for the day?
Dear old Bess. I can still see her, a real mother hen, perched there on the edge of a chair, trying to make us move so she can get back to the farm and get on with the cooking. But Gowther's got his head in the paper and won't move, and my brother's eaten so much he can't. I remember thinking, when Mum and Dad get back from India, if they ever do get back from India, we'll be that fat they won't recognise us, to say nothing of our Cheshire accents. Funny, really. We'd only been there a year, but the farm and Bess and Gowther, they'd become like home to us. Of course, such a lot had happened, what with Firefrost and Cadellin. But all that was over. So it seemed.
Gowther, are they coming or not?
Hang on a tick. Just listen to this. You know yon hole they're digging in the road up by the Trafford Arms?
What about it?
Well, it says here they reckon they've found an old air shaft from the mines.
An air shaft? In the village? But the mines are miles away.
Maybe, but they run for miles as well, as you ought to know. Mind you, it could be just a well. They say there's a good few feet of water in it.
Why don't we go and have a look?
Now, that's just what I was going to suggest.
Hey, I can see us never getting home at all.
Funny thing is, as long as I can remember, it's always been said there's a tunnel from the copper mines comes out in the cellars of the Trafford.
Where's the shaft supposed to be then? All I can see is the trench.
Well, it must be somewhere here. Aye, this looks like it, see? Yon bit of stonework sticking out.
It's been broken. There's a hole in it.
Well, of course it has. They had to see in somehow, didn't they?
I don't know about seeing. It's pitch black. Here. Give me that bit of brick. Shh. Listen. Sounds exactly like a well to me.
Aye, happen you're right. Pity, though. I've always liked to think there was something in the old tale. Eh, well, we best be getting back, or Bess will make off with old Prince and the cart and leave the three of us with Shanks's pony.
Actually, Gowther, if you don't mind, Colin and I thought we'd walk back anyway.
Oh, aye. Off to the edge again, is it? I'd have thought you'd have had enough of Alderley Edge to last you a lifetime.
Oh, but we like it.
Well, if you're that set on going, you mun go. But think on you come straight home. And don't go getting caught there in the dark. We don't want you down them mines again.
Okay, we'll be careful. Bye, Gowther.
Bye.
Bye.
The trouble with Gowther, and even more with Bess, was they would keep worrying. Mind you, I can see why. Anyway, we took the low road out of Alderley, and then the path to Hollywell, and stood and looked at it, and wondered why we couldn't make the gate into Funding Delve open, and why we never saw Cadellin.
And I said perhaps it was because the Morrigan was back in business.
And I said rubbish. How could she be when she'd been turned into a crow?
And then suddenly it was sunset, and time to go home.
Steve! Why do we have to come this way?
Quicker. We're nearly at the top.
Oh, it's getting pretty dark already. Say, isn't there an old quarry along here? Best watch out for it.
It's down there. It's all right.
Oh, it's really dark down there.
Wait a minute. What's that?
Where?
Down there. Other end of the quarry. Left of the dead tree.
Just blackness to me.
Yes, but there's something even blacker. It's moving.
I see it. Climbing up the side.
Right. What is it?
Don't know.
It's gone. What has it? Maybe we're just seeing things.
No, we're not. Most things that don't exist have two red eyes.
Oh, Lord. Let's get out of here.
Wait, wait a minute. Stop.
What for?
There's something up in the trees as well, following us.
It can't be. What the heck?
An arrow, just by your left foot.
Move not a sinew of your sinews, not a vein of your veins, not a hair of your heads, or I shall send down of slender oaken darts enough to sow you to the earth.
Who's that?
There, in the trees. No, higher.
What do you think you're playing at? You nearly hit us with that thing.
Oh, the donut. Oh, the holy Mothan. Is it a child of men that can speak so to Atlendor, Lord of Elves? And I, Uthakar Hornskin of the Dwarves, do love you for it.
What was that I said about it all being over and done with? Suddenly, right out of the blue, and just when we were sure it never would, everything started up again. Up in the fork of an old birch tree stood this tiny little, well, man I suppose you'd have to call him, not 4 feet tall, with a real Mediterranean tan against a gleaming white tunic. It was almost dark by now, but his hair shone all silver and his eyes all yellow.
Oh, I didn't like those eyes. They made me think of goats. And when he said about sowing us to the earth, well, it looked as if we'd better believe him.
And then, as if that weren't enough, just beside us on the ground...
Looking as if he'd that minute popped out of it.
There was this dwarf, like a little barrel on legs, with a face like an enormous walnut.
And red hair and a black patch over one eye.
And before he'd even finished speaking, a horseman all in black comes thundering out of the trees, reins his horse in, like they do on the films, and bolts to the ground.
Oh, whoa, man.
Alvarak, well met and greetings. What news?
Not good. Lord Atlendor, we have found the blackness, but it is free of the wood to the south and moving too fast for me. Your horsemen have it in sight still, but they are not enough. Hurry!
I go. Alvarak, teach my will to these children of men.
Uthika, are these the ones?
So it would appear. A girl, a boy.
Then we should find Cadellan.
What exactly is going on? What does it all mean?
What it means will take some telling. And the place for it all is inside Fundendelv. So let the four of us go there together.
And in 5 minutes, there we were, back in Fundendelv again. Nothing much had changed. There were the sleepers sleeping beside their milk-white steeds.
The only difference, really, was that Firefrost was safe back in its niche.
No Cadellan, though. He'd gone to help Atlendor.
Him that nearly shot us in the woods.
It turned out this Atlendor was king of the elves.
And Uthakar was very rude about him because dwarves and elves can't stand each other, seemingly.
Anyway, the king's will was that I ought to lend him my bracelet, the one Ancarad Goldenhand had given me, and told me to wear always. Albanac...
That was the horseman.
Albanac said that the elves were in deep trouble, and they thought the Mark of Fola...
That's what they call Sue's bracelet.
Well, they thought the bracelet might help them. I didn't really want to lend it, unless I went north with it too. So, in the end, I said that the King at Lendor could try it out here in Fundendelv.
And that was when Uthakar the Dwarf said two things that made the pair of us sit up.
Generously done, girl. And yet I cannot help but think it is unwise to put off all the armour that you have against the Morrigan.
The Morrigan? Is she around again?
She has been seen, eh, Albanac?
There you are, Sue. I told you.
She has been seen, but only in the north.
Thus far. Though something else is here. The Brolachan.
Yes, but we can take our chance on that. It will have fled far south by now.
What was that you said? The Brolachan?
The Brolachan.
What's that?
Ah, they are. It is not exactly anything. It has eyes. Red eyes and a mouth. But no speech, no shape, and it is blacker than blackness itself.
It is one of the old mischiefs of the world, which long ago brought terror to the plain, till it was captured and confined within a pit at the foot of the edge.
Aye, though now by some mischance it has escaped.
Here, say that again. Something blacker than black, with two red eyes, and which used to be...
Greetings to you,
Uthakar.
Greetings!
Greetings, Albanac.
Cadellan, well met.
Colin. Seuss. I'm glad to see you, but why are you here? Albanac, why have you gone behind me in this?
It is not as you put it, Cadellan. Atlendor stopped them in the wood, and after that the best course seemed to be to bring them here and tell them of his need, which I have done. Susan has agreed to let him test the mark. I have the bracelet here.
Ah, Susan, that is noble. But is it prudent?
You echo my own fear, Cadellan.
Atlendor will not keep it long, 2 days at most, and the Morrigan is still far off.
Well, perhaps I am too fearful. Susan, Colin, don't be angry when I say this. Happy as I am to see you for yourselves, it remains against my wishes that you are here.
But why? You were always...
I know. You think I have abandoned you. It's not so. I avoid you, and I do it for your own safety.
That's ridiculous.
Listen to me, Susan. Listen, both of you. Understand that there is danger to you not only from evil, but from the realm of the high magic itself, in which I and my companions mostly live.
Well, that can't be dangerous.
You speak like that because you do not know. In all magic lie wild forces which can destroy those not acquainted with such things. Do you understand me?
I think so,
more or less.
There is no more I can say in any case. And it's high time you went home. My good friend Gowther and his lady will be anxious for you. Uthaka, see them safe to the farm.
It's all right, we know the way.
But Uthaka will go with you for all that.
I don't know how, but Bess and Gowther seem to guess straight off that Colin and I had been up to something. So what with that and the weather, all muggy, the atmosphere around the farm was a bit tense. Colin was all right because he got his head stuck into a book, but I was restless. So it was a relief when in the afternoon it brightened up a bit, and I wandered off across the fields up to the old flooded quarry. It was quiet there, and the water was still as still. So I just sat thinking about Cadellan and Funding Delve, wondering if that black thing we'd seen could possibly have been the Brolican, or whatever the name was, and whether it had anything to do with the hole outside the Trafford Arms. Then all of a sudden it was getting on for tea time. I got up and started home.
Hello, who are you? Come here, come on. That's the way. Whose pony are you? Somebody's that for sure with that lovely shiny black coat. And such nice soft ears, hey? Oh, you like that, don't you? Oh, yes. Steady, you'll knock me over. That's more like it. Right, that's enough love for one day. I've got to go now. So I'll come back and see you tomorrow. Go away, okay? Go on. Oh, well, if you insist on following me, carry on. Won't get you anywhere. Hey, do you mind? That's me you're nibbling. I've got nothing for you if that's what you're hoping for, okay? This is it. This is where we part company, because I'm getting over this stile, so you can just hop out of my way. To the way, will you? What are you doing? What is it? Oh, I see. You want me to ride you, is that it? Well, I don't mind. Just once round the field. Stand still a minute. There's a good boy. Right. Oh, we're up. Hey! Hey, take it easy! Slow down! Stop! God, stop, I tell you! Oh, no, the quarry! Turn, you brute! Turn! He won't! I have to get off!
I'm not waiting a moment longer. Susan mun get her own tea when she comes in.
Aye, let's be doing. Tap. There's one or two things to be seen to before it rains. It can't be far off now. Something's got to bust.
I'll be right glad when it does. I cannot get me breath today. Did Susan say she'd be late?
Oh, no. She was only going as far as the old quarry.
Hitman's quarry. You should have said. Lay up.
What?
Gotten into him.
Hey, scamp, that'll do. No, but you should have said, Colin. That quarry's dangerous.
There's 30 foot of water if there's an inch. Oh, drop that job. Hey, I go you now.
Susan, whatever's to do with you?
You're soaking wet. I knew it. She mun have fallen in.
Oh, Susan, what were you thinking of to go and do that?
Sue, you're not hurt, are you? Sue!
She's in a state of shock, if you ask me. And look at all that mud. Here, what you need is a nice hot bath, then bed, and then we'll see what's what.
The storm broke just after Bess got Sue into bed. She was looking pretty grotty, but I didn't let it bother me much at the time, to be honest, because I borrowed this fantastic book from Gowther, and I just sat down in the nice warm kitchen at the table and got stuck into it. Gowther said he'd never read it, and I can see why. It was massive, and all in old handwriting. But that book was full of everything. Parish surveys, bits of local history, even a bit that might have been about the blacker-than-black Brolican. But the best bit was a diary kept by some rector of Alderley, who seemed to have spent most of his time tramping round the countryside and writing down the legends about it, including a good few I could have told him weren't exactly legends. Anyway, I got so interested, I didn't really notice the storm or anything till Bess came back in.
Gowther, I don't like it. The lass in her asleep, but she won't say a word. I've given her a couple of hot water bottles, but she's still as cold as a frog. And then she just lies there, staring at nowt. And her eyes have gone all queer.
Wanna go for the doctor, do you reckon?
What, in this rain? Nay, it inna that bad. But if things are no better in the morning, we'll have him in and sharpish.
Aye.
Now I'm thinking it's time we were all off to our beds.
I lay awake quite a while, listening to the storm and wondering about Sue. I'd seen her face and I was worried now, all right. Anyway, I must have dropped off eventually, because I woke up all of a sudden, and for no reason I could put my finger on. I jumped straight out of bed and went to the window. The wind had died and the rain had stopped. It was a gorgeous moonlit night. And there, just going out of the stable yard and into the field opposite, was Sue, still wearing her pyjamas. I hanked on my shirt and trousers, jammed my feet into some shoes, and tiptoed down the stairs. The front door was still bolted, so she must have dropped out of her bedroom window, and that was what had woken me. I eased the bolts, went out into the yard, and there she was, halfway up the hill, walking very fast but in a funny sort of way, like gliding. I didn't need to be told where she was heading, Haman's Quarry, and I knew I had to stop her. I ran till I thought I'd blow up, but when I got to the edge of the cliff, she wasn't anywhere in sight.
Sue! Where are you? Sue! Sue! Flipping heck! How did you get down there?
Right, don't move. Stay absolutely still, or you'll fall off that ledge. Listen, I'm going to lie down, and I'm going to stretch down to you. Got it? Right. Now, bit more. Your hand, I said. What was that thing? Sue, what are you playing at? Okay, let's try again. Can you hear me? Sue! Oh, what are you doing? Don't stand up. Are you crazy? Listen to me, Sue. It's me. It's Colin. Look at me! Help! Help! It's Eneroth! It's Eneroth!
Another slice of bread. Colin?
No thanks.
It seems like you lost your appetite. And your tongue.
Gowther, listen. We mun have the doctor. That lass is wet through again, and her hair's all full of sand, just like it was yesterday. And she's still saying nowt.
Great. I'll get Prince saddled up, and I'll be off to the phone box.
Colin, she hasn't said anything to you, has she?
No, I did go in,
but all she did was smile. Well, I suppose that's better than nothing. Colin? Here, you're not catching it, whatever it is, are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
You look proper done in, if you ask me.
I'm all right, I promise.
Well, I hope so. I'd best go change your sheets.
To tell you the truth, done in was putting it mildly. I was scared stiff. How I got back to the farm, I couldn't even remember. I just came to in the morning, and there I was in bed, and I still had my shirt and trousers on. After breakfast, I decided there was only one thing for it. Go and find Cadellin. So while Gautha was harnessing Prince, and Bess was dealing with Sue's sheets, I slid out of the yard and down the lane towards Alderley Edge. I'd just got out of sight of the house when, striding down the hill toward me, his sword and his buckles gleaming in the sunlight, and his big black cloak billowing behind him, was the best sight I ever saw. Albanac. I couldn't get the words out fast enough.
Is it steady, Colin? Steady. You say the hand she gave you felt as if it were a hoof.
Yes, and her eyes had turned all red, as if they were going to burn me. That's when I ran.
And this morning?
No, they're brown again. But sort of horrible.
Yeah. This is matter indeed. I think I have not the power to do what should be done. But I must try. And now, before the chance is lost. Listen to me. Can we enter the house without she or anyone should see us?
Yes, I think so.
Then we must. And we must go directly to her room, but silently. When we approach, do you enter without guile or hesitation? Go to the window, fling it open wide. I shall follow you.
What are you going to do?
I have the mark of Fola. I have brought it back from the Lord Atlendor. Oh, yes, I know now I ought never to have taken it. But now we must replace it on her wrist.
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult.
Colin, listen. She will resist us like a tigress. Forget she is your sister. Grapple with her as if she were your sworn enemy, for at this moment, such she is.
This is her room.
Then you go in, without guile, remember.
Sue! Whew, stuffy in here.
Now, see, sir.
Stay! What are you doing? It's me, Colin! And Albanac!
Spare your breath and pin our other arm! Hold her! Hold her! Well done! Now, the bracelet! Well done! Now get out! Don't argue! Get out of the room!
Albert.
Quiet.
Is that it? Can we go in now?
By no means. She is free, but now we must beware.
Look! Under the door! Smoke! Her room's on fire!
No. No, as you value your life, stay by me. Power of wind have I over thee. Power of wrath have I over thee. Power of fire have I over thee. Power of thunder have I over thee. Power
Albanac! The eyes! It's the red eyes!
Hide your gaze! Power of lightning have I over thee. Power of storms have I. I cannot hold it. Get behind me. Stand clear of my sword. Essen! Essen! Emerys!
What's happened to the door?
Split to matchwood.
And your sword? The blade?
All burnt away. Let us go in.
Sue? She's asleep. It is Sue, isn't it?
It is now.
Susan, are you all right, lass?
Oh, Lord, it's Gautha and Bess. What are we going to say?
Leave that to me.
Laces!
Oh, no! Oh, my God, look at the state of this. Even the window's smashed. I've never seen such a mess.
Hold the noise, lass. Let's be getting to the bottom of this. Now, maester, who might there be and what's all this?
My name is Albanac, and this, Farmer Mossack, was the Brolachan.
The what?
Colin knows a little of the creature. He will tell you. As for me, I have work to do, and swiftly. Let Susan sleep, and see to it the bracelet stays upon her wrist. Her safety hangs upon it. I am going for Cadellan.
Oh, Colin, I knew you two were up to something. I just knew.
What I want to know is, if Susan's not but sleeping, like you make out, then why can't any of us wake her?
Farmer Mossack, I've been trying to explain. Her body sleeps, but she herself is no longer in it.
But if that's the truth of it, then how did she get out? Where is she?
Yeah, aye. And if you're the magician you're supposed to be, why can't you get her back again?
My good friends, I can only answer one half of your questions. Albanac here came in time and drove the Brolican from her, and that is a great mercy, for had it stayed, it would have withered her like a lily in the frost. Now when it fled, although it did no other hurt, the power of its going drove her from her body. That much I can tell you. But where she is, it lies beyond my power to see. We shall have to call on other powers to find her.
Wait a minute. How long is all this caper going to last?
I cannot say, but it will not be short. Weeks, perhaps even months.
Well, that settles it. It's the doctor for a reet here and now. I was going for him anyway when that there Mr. Albanac turned up.
Mr. Mossack, leave it yet a little longer. I do beg of you.
My mind's made up. For one thing, how are we supposed to feed the lass?
Listen to me. We shall take care of her. My friend, I promise you, the worst thing you could do is what you plan. This matter is not for mortal skills. Go our way, or Susan's danger will increase.
Well, I'll be straight with you. I don't like it, but I've seen enough of you to trust you. So unless Susan takes a turn for the worst, I'll do nought about the doctor. Any road, not for the next 3 days.
3 days? There's little we can do with that.
Well, I wouldn't know, but that's the way it is.
Then we must go with it. Colin, be at Goldenstone at noon tomorrow.
Oh, right.
There is something Susan will be needing.
In The Moon of Gomrath by Alan Garner, Susan was played by Jenny Luckraft and Colin by Stephen Rendell. Cliff Howells was Uthaka, Tom Mannion Albanac, and Ronald Herdman at Lendor. Cadellan was played by Neville Barber, Gowther by Russell Dixon, Bess by Judith Barker and Angharad, and the Morrigan by Joan Walker. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Moon of Gomrath was dramatized by David Wade and directed in Manchester by Caroline Smith.